So our recording is now active. Okay, I'd like to clear the meeting open and welcome. I've just made you all aware that we are webcasting on this council meeting. It's compulsory. Leave of absence and apologies. So I have one apology from Councillor Callow. He'll be a late apology. Somebody move and
move.
Second. Thank you. All those in favour?
Aye.
Thank you. Acknowledgement of country. I would like to acknowledge the Wurundjeri people who are the traditional custodians of the land. I would also like to pay respect to their people, both past, present, and extend that respect to other Aboriginal Australians who are present. There's no presentations for this meeting, I believe. Declarations of pecuniary interest. I think that all in place up there. Yep. Declarations of non-pecuniary interest.
Do I have to declare the water tower situation in the land as a non-pecuniary or not?
Yeah.
I do.
No. I have to ask the General Minister to.
I wouldn't think so.
Okay.
There's no financial.
No financial interest.
Yeah, but it says non-pecuniary.
Yeah, all.
I don't believe so.
Okay.
Confirmation of the minutes. Has anybody had an opportunity to check the minutes of the last meeting? I need somebody to move and second so we can discuss. Any discussions or questions in regards to that?
Just a question, Mr. Chairman. I think it says Councillor Armstrong was here or not here in the meeting. Were you here last time?
No, I was an apology at this minute.
I was as well, but I'm not sure whether it says you seconded something or not there.
Well, the two of us mixed up for some reason.
Well,
the
version, yeah, page 79.
Two good looking bruises up
there. Yes, from the motion.
Oh,
it's
up to the first.
No, that's not it.
Huh.
You were there somewhere.
Oh, yeah,
sorry, page 83, resolve on the motion of Councillor Armstrong and Sinclair.
Thank you. We'll make those adjustments. Any other comments, questions? If not, all those in favour of the minutes as printed?
Aye.
Thank you. Business arising from the minutes. At the time of the preparation of this business paper, there was no business arising from the minutes. Correspondence. There is no correspondence that I'm aware of. Matters of urgency. I don't think there is any matters of urgency. Notices of motion and rescission motions. I don't believe that any of those have been tabled. Chairman's minute. There isn't a chairman's minute. We'll have that at Christmas due. We'll move into the agenda items. The first agenda item is the council investments. You'll see the council officer's recommendations that the report detailing council's investment at 30 November 2019 be received and noted. Could somebody move?
No way.
Councillor Sinclair?
Second.
Councillor McLean? Any discussion, questions or statements?
Chair, I just note that the most recent renewal, there is a significant difference in the market rate, and I would suggest that council prepare itself
for downward movements,
for those continued downward movements in the reinvestments.
Point taken, councillor Armstrong. Sinclair, sorry.
Yeah, we have the first time.
Councillor Stadmiller has got me confused.
Yeah.
No other questions or statements in regarding the investment? All those in favour?
All right.
The next agenda item is the capital, I believe we're right, haven't we? Capital Works.
Mm-hmm.
Capital works expenditure, as you will see, the recommendation, the report detailing council's capital works program at 30 November 19 be received and noted. Somebody move. Councillor McLean.
Second.
Any discussion? Comments? If there's no discussions or comments, I'll put the recommendation as printed. All those in favour?
Aye.
Aye. Fair enough. Except for you will. The next agenda item is a water service connection policy. The council's recommendation is that the board adopts the revised WP007 water service connection policy as printed. Somebody move.
Go that way.
Nothing we can. Councillor Armstrong. Any discussion?
Yes, Mr. Chairman. On page 22, under non-residential rural connection, point three, connection will only be provided for suitable rural infrastructures within 2 km of the property boundary. What does that really entail?
That's a question I would move on to the GM to respond to, because in the present climate, I've received several phone calls in regard, but when you apply this policy for more than 2 km away,
yeah,
it's outside our connection policy.
And that's a policy, I believe, we've had in place for some time. If anyone at the other end wishes to...
Yeah, if I can, through the chair. So historically, we've had a request for connections that can be up to 5-10 kilometres away from the main. We can provide suitable pressures and flows in some of these instances at the main, but we don't know what's between the main and their property. So if they're going over a hill or something like that and they've paid for water and the pressure in the main is not sufficient to feed over the hill to where they want to get it to or something like that, then
so
that 2 km thing is sort of given us, so we're confident within a 2 km range of our main that we can supply water, but outside of that, we don't know the...
So, Chairman, is that on a case by case? So if someone wants a connection that's more than 2 km and it's flat or something, yeah, slab or something, is that...
What's been done previously is, we've given them the response based on the policy, which is no, but given them the opportunity to come in and discuss their thing on a case by a case basis with the GM and the engineering team.
So we basically, through the chair, we have a policy. If something was to vary to that, we'd bring it to the board. So if someone was 7 or 10 km away that looked like it worked, we'd then bring it to the board for consideration. It just makes it easy for staff. It's either yes or no. You're within 2 km, we can deal with it. If not, bring it back here.
Through you, Mr. Chair, just a clarification, is that where the meter is placed against the main and there might be 5 km of poly pipe to the property?
Yeah, through the chairman. The meter's on our infrastructure, so on the trunk, the main, and then everything after that is the property owners.
Yep.
And the 2 km is measured from the meter at our main to
your delivery
to their property boundary, basically.
Yeah. So through the chair, does that then not just put the onus or responsibility on the property owner? So if he is, as was said, 5 or 10, or up over a hill or anything like that, as long as he signs some sort of declaration, understanding that we don't guarantee pressure at 10 kilometres or whatever, do we need to have that in the policy? I don't know.
Through the chair, I suppose we've done this. This takes significant work from the team to do this kind of stuff. So we're taking resourcing away from our replacements and stuff like that and dealing with something that's not necessarily is going to be our asset going forward. And again, through the chair, if we did want to make a change like that, then it would be a policy change and we would have to bring a new policy back if that was in boards.
And it's through the chair, there's areas that we've got plenty of water available, and there's areas that we don't have water available, and particularly during this drought we're finding there's a lot of people wanting to connect, but we just don't have surplus capacity. And I understand where people are coming from too. If you've got capacity there, what's why 2Ks? Why can't it be 5 or 10 or on a as needs basis? And that's something for the, you know, we are in the business of providing water, and if more people can have water, if there's water available, what's stopping us? It's that 2 kilometres, I guess.
Also, the size of the pipes, a greater distance and things like that will also require an additional access, connection size and things like that for consideration, which means we have to take that into account for our water supply model. So obviously the larger connection for potential supply is a larger impact on our system, which is generally another condition as to why we restrict it to such a short distance.
Mr. Chair, I just think this is a bit too yes or no. It's like there's nowhere that says that, you know, it is negotiable. There should be something there saying that it is negotiable if the particular case seems feasible or something.
Well, if the board wishes, they can direct council to come back with a change of policy, which will take some effort. With the board's consent, you could.
Mr. Chair, I just taking up Councillor Sinclair's point. It's not a changing the policy.
It's just adding a few.
It's just saying, basically, what was just said, that if it's not back at the 2 kilometre mark, we will invite the customer to discuss the situation. So it's really just adding
another dot point
into the.
Through the chair, have you got any suggestions as to some wording around that?
Yeah, to me it's just a wording thing. If we're already doing that, if we're already saying come in and talk to us, all we need to say is if you're not back at 2 kilometres, we will speak to you, or our engineering department will assess you. I don't know, something.
I think through the chair it's probably best we take it on board and have a think about it. There's other issues that play out outside of that 2 kilometre as well, so there's some issues within 2 kilometres where we can't supply water as well to, I suppose, so maybe we would have to address those as well.
Mr. Chair, yeah, for me it seems that this should be sort of more of a case by case basis. I've had a resident contact me who's very interested in getting some water. It has to pass through a reserve to be connected, and they're very excited about it, but I don't know whether they've been able to get past the initial no to then be aware that there is an opportunity to have that discussion, so we might need to communicate that better. Yeah, because we are in the business of connecting water and people purchasing water within the realms of what the network can supply, so we're doing man-to-man, so that's connecting. What is it, 100 odd connections over a distance at the moment? If we can't upgrade the ones that are closer to the rural areas or on the fringes, that's disappointing.
Okay, so I need a direction from the board as to whether you accept the recommendation as printed or seek direction from the general manager as to how we would. Can we reword policy without changing the policy?
Well, we could. The existing policy stands, so there's nothing stopping us going back, researching a bit more some of these options, and then bringing it back to the next meeting.
I'm prepared to move that we hold over to our next meeting.
Second that. Yeah. So it's held over until the next meeting by Councillor Morris, seconded by Councillor Reid. McCann. All those in favour?
Aye.
So did we call that an amendment?
That's really a new motion. And the other one should have been voted on and lost.
Well, we best do that. I've been made of procedural shortcomings of mine. We need to vote down the council officer's recommendation that the board adopts a revised
It's only one little section.
I know.
It's a very important section, I think.
Mr. Chair, just with your indulgence, has anyone actually moved and seconded the officer's recommendation?
Okay,
yeah.
Then
I would suggest that we will need to put that motion before we can accept Councillor Morris's amendment.
Correct. Right, I'll backtrack. We have a mover and a seconder of the recommendation as printed. All those in favour? All those against?
Yes.
I declare the recommendation lost. We have another motion presented by Councillor
Morris.
Councillor Morris, and seconded by Councillor McCann, that the board hold over. What's the reading for this? Hold over the policy?
Policy, yeah.
Yeah, what have we got up on the board? Move that the policy be held to the next meeting with additional wording to consider.
Negotiating with management on the option.
Yeah, point three, point 4.2.1, sub paragraph 3. 2 kilometre
limit.
Yeah.
That's fine. Have you got that in? You got that?
Yeah.
You're right. So what we need to do now is put a recommendation that Council Holder. Councillor Morris and Councillor McCann's new motion. All those in favour?
Aye.
I declare it carried. Apologies for that. The next agenda item is a related party disclosure policy.
Move the policy.
Armstrong, who seconded? All those in favour?
No.
Moving too fast. Investment policy. The recommendation from the council office is that the board adopts a revised PP004 investment policy. Can somebody move?
Mr. Chair, I'd like to move a motion.
Right.
Not that motion there. I'd like to move that the investment policy be returned to the ARIC for review and alignment with the council's risk appetite.
For review. Can you read that, Mr. General Manager?
Councillor Armstrong moved that the investment policy be returned to the ARIC for review and aligned with council's risk appetite.
Do we have a seconder?
Yeah, I'll second.
Second. Councillor McCann. Any further discussion or questions in regard to the policy? No? All those in favour?
Aye.
Carried.
Yeah, excuse me, just through the chair, can I just clarify a procedural matter for future? The original motion that the policy be adopted, that lapses due to the fact there was no mover and seconder.
That's how I read that. Anybody got a different interpretation?
There was no motion. The original recommendation was never a motion.
No. But no one moved and seconded.
That's
it.
That's how I was treating it. Right, the next agenda item is the Audit Risk and Improvement Committee. The recommendation as printed is that the board receives the notes and minutes of the Audit and Risk Improvements Committee meeting held on 4 December 19. Somebody move?
Yes.
Mr. Sinclair, seconded? Your seconder? Mr. McCann? Any questions, statements? If not, I'll put the motion as printed. All those in favour?
Aye.
The next agenda item, I believe, I've got this correct, am I missing the page?
54 water production.
54 was water production report. The recommendation is printed that the production report be received and noted. Somebody move. Councillor McBean, seconded. Councillor Morris, thank you. Questions, statements?
Just the Mount Daylight on compliance sample, some of the issues.
I couldn't hear, sorry.
Just the Mount Daylight on compliance sample, what was the issue?
Oh.
That's the drinking water management system report.
That's the next.
Sorry, just doing this one. Yeah. One second.
I did the same thing, okay. It is just interesting to note that the production from our Jugeong is actually less than what the same period of reporting of last year. So our customers and clients are doing the right thing. If there's no further questions or statements, all those in favour?
Aye.
Move. The next agenda item is the drinking water management system annual report for 18-19. The recommendation printed that the board note the information provided and the annual review of drinking water management system. Somebody move that we
move that.
Okay. Councillor McCann, seconded. Councillor McLean, thank you. Questions, statements, comments?
Just a report, there's an enormous amount of sampling being done there and the water quality. It's obviously very good, so yeah, just one issue there on the daylight, but that's
nice. Chairman, I'll pass that on to the manager of production. Through you, Mr. Chair. The daylight non-compliant sample was a microbiological exceedance, and that was basically within the raw water sample. So the raw water sample came up and said there's some bugs in that. What we do in that process is go through and do a disinfection of the raw, which we did in that case. To bring that back up to compliance. However, on the raw water, that's pre-treated, so our chlorine disinfection processes at the plants automatically kill that, so we have obviously we're monitoring if there is an issue coming up, but we also have a disinfection treatment process at the back end, which we're also validating, making sure that our processes and systems are working in between.
Thank you. Councillor Stadler,
just a question, Mr. Chair. Can I take it that we are sampling then both raw water and treated water?
Again, to the manager of production.
Through you, Mr. Chair, yes.
Thank you.
Any further questions? I'll put the motion as printed. All those in favour?
Aye.
The next agenda item is the Rose Hill to Harden pipeline replacement update. The recommendation printed is that the Rose Hill to Harden pipeline replacement update be received and noted. Somebody move. Councillor McCann. Seconded. Armstrong. Thank you. Discussion? Questions?
Just a question.
Councillor Stadmiller.
The growth in the width of the pipe there from 375 to 500 and 450 metres, that's not including any possible future connection to Boora. Separate pipeline. Is that correct?
Okay, through the chair, we've used or included the Boora potential connection to size and pipes for those two sections.
Yep.
So, yes.
Any other comments or questions? If not, all those in favour?
Aye. Okay.
Next agenda items, Mandamar Stage 2 construction. Recommendation printed that the Mandamar Stage 2 construction report be received and noted. Somebody move. Councillor McGlean. Second. Councillor Armstrong, thank you. Sinclair, sorry. I did it right. Messiah Learner.
Thanks, brothers.
Any comments, questions?
I guess it's all going ahead as planned. So it's,
the completion time's quicker than it was estimated, isn't it?
He's warmed his head.
Yeah, ahead of schedule.
Wow. That's a Dorothy Dixon, wasn't it?
Just a question to with GM. The RAF, is it the, there are no, are there any issues that have come to light as a result of the RAF?
Through the chairman, I want to hand that over to the manager of engineering.
So yes, through the chair. Yes, the RAF has highlighted some issues there. We've been able to relocate the pipe, I suppose, within reason to get around those issues that have been identified in the RAF.
Relocations, are they result in additional cost or additional overheads for council and the construction works?
Through the chair, so far we've been lucky enough that we haven't been far enough down the track where it's going to increase the cost. We've been able to move it before design and that has been completed. And it's really just putting, so far it's been putting the main on the other side of the road or something like that, which hasn't increased costs.
But are there legitimate concerns or does it feel good things to make them feel happy?
That's a tough one through the chair. Legitimate concerns, so they were just highlighted at a high level. And rather than going to the next level where you would have to identify, investigate that area much more thoroughly, we just decided to stay away from those areas altogether.
I thought they were all the pot on the person going through farmland, or through vent on fence properties.
Through the chairman, there's some areas of significant vegetation that stay away from. So again, that's easy to go to the other side of the road. There's a couple of creek crossings, the suggestion being that we underbore instead of trenching, so then you don't disturb. And that's, I believe, that's about the extent of it.
Yes, that's correct.
If there's no further questions or statements in regard, all those in favour?
Aye.
Next is the water, West Wylong Water Tower Public Art Project.
Amendment.
Okay. The recommendation printed that the water, the Golden Fields Water proceed in partnering with Blanshire or West Wylong's Water Tower Public Art Project. Now, does anybody want to move or second that? Not, it will lapse.
I propose a motion that the General Manager be tasked to develop a policy in relation to Golden Fields infrastructure as it relates to tower or to art projects. Looking at issues such as security, access to the site, and public need.
I was thinking that.
So moved to Councillor McCann and seconded to Councillor McGlynn. I'll see if any can read it back.
I will refer to the audio to confirm this, but I have that Councillor McCann moved that the General Manager be tasked to develop a policy in relation to Golden Fields water infrastructure as it relates to projects focusing on access, security and public needs.
Art projects.
And public art projects.
Yeah.
Lovely.
Just to that, would you put into that also commercial, like we're approached for advertising, not just art?
That's a very good point. Yeah. Art and commercial advertising.
So everybody is aware of the motion as Moved by Councillor McCann, seconded by Councillor McGlynn. Any further questions or discussions in regard to that? If not, I'll move that you vote whether you approve or disapprove. All those in favour?
Aye.
Aye.
The next agenda item is the 2019 staff survey results. The recommendation that's printed is that the report detailing the 2019 staff survey results be received and noted. Can somebody move? Councillor Stade Miller, thank you. Seconded? Councillor McGlynn. Any comments, discussions, questions?
Congratulations to the gentleman.
Congratulations.
Thank you, and if I may, through the chair, both the HR coordinator and myself have met with all teams of staff now. We've gone through the staff survey results, so there was close to 100 questions, and we went through all the results and basically compiling some suggested, you know, ways we can improve our work culture. And that's something that we'll be bringing back to the staff in the new year on a few. You can't solve all issues in 1 year, but we can definitely address a few of them.
I think it's amazing to get 88% involved.
Mm.
Well done. If there's no further questions or statements, you go on to that. All those in favour?
Aye.
Carried. Okay. The next meeting. This is the meeting.
Can you put down 30, not 10?
The next meeting is scheduled for the 27th of February, but I do believe on the 27th of February we are invited to Parliament House in Sydney. You're very welcome to the KO. The same day as the General Manager.
Well, we can resolve to change it to another day, or if there's enough present, we're not here.
Well, can't you
have
the week before?
If the board so desires. Does that conflict with any other council meetings?
I think it does.
Could be sure on Thursday.
Thursday before. I think the Thursday before we probably have more of a council meeting.
We could do it if you wanted to do the Friday.
What time do you have
your
council meeting?
4 o'clock. Yeah, we could have it in the morning, I suppose.
We could be done. We're kind of busted, aren't
we? We don't have to go to see what it's all
about.
We have it on Friday the 21st then.
Well, if we just take, before we close the meeting, if I may, I'll just go and confirm what the date is.
Yeah.
So just give us a couple of minutes. We'll just stop for a moment.
Just confirm.
Thursday the 27th of Feb at 9 a.m. So we'll be in for a camera then.
Okay, so we would like to find another appropriate date that we could have on this board meeting.
Well, if it's Karamo that we do it Friday the 21st, because Councillor Sinclair has a meeting on
the 20th. And so do I, so I think Friday the 21st.
Friday the 21st at 9:30.
Does the day before is the Wednesday the 26th?
Yep.
With the Hilltops Council meeting the 26th. Just you better get back from Sydney, I suppose.
Oh, that's the day before, sorry.
About the previous Friday.
Friday the 21st.
So Hilltops. We've got a council meeting on the
26th.
26th?
Is that a morning or an evening? 23rd. That'll be
Thursday before.
So
21st.
Starting at
4:30.
Yeah. So you're up. You're all
part. Yeah. Right on top of those.
I don't know what other meetings might be before the workshop, given that hopefully there'll be a new general manager appointed by that stage. We might be getting a little bit.
I'm waiting for you.
What about Friday the 21st?
Friday the 20.
Does
that have to be?
Is that okay for you?
Look, I'm happy.
Yep. Who's it? Councillor McGrean has come up Friday the
21st.
Does that fit the majority of the board members? Yeah. Okay, Kevin.
Does it fit the
GM?
That fits the board, it fits me.
So if it's in the morning.
It's in the morning, that's
probably where I believe Councillor McGrean for us today, we won't have that clash at all.
Oh no, I don't care what day.
I'm happy for us in case something happens.
No, I don't care what day you have it. You make it up.
Friday 21 suit you as well.
Friday 21 sounds like the date.
Councillor Armstrong. All right, it sounds like we have consent for Friday the 21st of February.
At 9:30.
Which means the pre-meeting will be at 9.
No, the pre-meeting at 9:30.
We can't advertise when it's the public yet.
Okay.
10 o'clock is the time for the public
meeting.
All those in favour of the next meeting be the Friday 21, 2020.
And we need a mover and seconder.
All right, so a mover is Councillor McCann, seconder.
Me.
Councillor McGrean. All those in favour?
All right.
Declare it carried. We have the meeting closed.
At?
What is that?
10:46.
10:36.
Right.
Meeting closed.
That's all because you guys.